Canmore Eagles head coach, general manager Andrew Milne joining me on the show once again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks, Rob.
Good. Canmore Eagles played a game against the Bonnyville Pontiacs at home on Wednesday. Can you break down that game for us?
We've actually broke that game down a lot here in the last couple of days in our office. You know, we're not happy with the way we played, I don't think, that night. I thought, you know, top to bottom, it wasn't a great game for everybody. You know, it's rare that as many guys as we had played poor games in one night, and, you know, we sort of chalked it up to everybody playing a bad game, and we've addressed it here the last day and a half here in our locker room, and we expect to be moving forward here right away.
One area where you guys were held off the score sheet, which you've previously done well, is the power play. You've been working on your special teams, it seems, this season.
Well, we put a lot of emphasis on it. I think there's a lot of opportunities to win hockey games on the power play. I mean, we know we're going to draw a lot of penalties just with our speed and the way we play, so we have to be prepared that when we do draw those penalties to make that count and be effective on the power play. And to date, we've done that. I mean, our power play sits, you know, second in the league and is a threat. And we want teams to realize that they can't take penalties against us because we have a threat on the power play. And, you know, our guys have done that so far.
The star of the game on Wednesday night was rookie Nolan Carrillo. I have to admit, I don't know too much about Nolan. What can you tell me about him?
Nolan's a guy that's played a couple of years in midget, come from Calgary. His transition into junior hockey has been just a little bit slower than he would have liked, but he's really starting to figure things out. And, you know, he's a smaller guy, but tenacious on the puck, works, you know, his tail off every chance he gets. And I thought he's played outstanding here the last couple of games, and he's really kind of coming into his element right now and realizing that the work ethic and the way he needs to play to be successful at this level. And, you know, I think the Canmore fans are going to be excited for years to come watching Nolan develop here in Canmore.
A couple of standout players from the season, Matt Forchuk, Logan Ferguson, both named to the Team Canada West Select election camp coming up next week. What exactly does that mean?
Well, they're going to get an opportunity to go represent their country at the World Junior Challenge. And, you know, I think for both Matt and Logan, that's a huge accomplishment. And we're really happy as an organization for them. I mean, they've put in the time and the effort, and, you know, they've done the work. And so it's great to see them get rewarded for that effort. And we're excited for them both. And I think it's a Hockey Canada event, and it's such an honor to put on that Hockey Canada jersey. And I think both guys are looking forward to that, and they're real excited to see that opportunity.
Canmore Eagles have a home game Saturday night against the Mustangs. You're also starting your Christmas tree lot, I understand. This is a pretty big fundraiser.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, it's a great fundraiser, but it's also a huge community event for us. I mean, we get to meet so many people, and buying your Christmas tree is such a fun thing to do as a family and as a group. So, you know, our guys really love going down to the lot and helping out. You know, families pick their tree and get them the right one that fits. And, you know, we're a little bit later this year. The trees got hung up somewhere, I think, in a snowstorm and are a little late arriving, but, you know, we'll have them in here Saturday, get them ready to go, and hopefully, you know, we can have them sold and everybody can have a great time doing it.
Fantastic. So Canmore Eagles game against the Mustangs Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Rec Center. On Sundays, when the Christmas tree lot opens at MJ Landscaping on Bow Valley Trail once again. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks, Rob.